A new law in Connecticut will expand benefits for first responders who suffer from job-related post-traumatic stress. But emergency medical staff like paramedics and EMTs were left out of that law. Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard talked to workers about their plans going forward.
For more than 6 years, legislators and advocates have been trying to pass legislation that expands workers' compensation benefits for first responders, particularly those who develop job-related post-traumatic stress. And when Governor Ned Lamont signed it into law earlier this month, advocates and workers cheered in victory. But for EMS professionals who are not included in the new law, the reaction was different.
The expression is just disappointment. And just kind of feeling hurt, you know, because when you mention first responders, you typically think fire, EMS, and police officers as one group who respond to these situations. And it just kind of felt like, you know, we were left out of a bill.
That is Robert Glaspie, a paramedic who's working with other EMS workers to better support their profession. Under the new law, police officers, firefighters, and parole officers can get a year of compensation for treatment and recovery of post-traumatic stress. Before, state laws carved out this type of benefit only if the mental injury happened along with a physical injury. But Glaspie says EMTs and paramedics are just as likely to suffer mental health problems after witnessing tragic injuries and deaths. Getting left out of the newly passed law has made Glaspie and others even more determined to have a bigger presence in these decisions.
What we'd like to see is a larger, at a state level, have a voice for all providers, all EMS providers, to be able to glean information, you know, for further education. But also when things are coming down as far as legislation, to also educate providers and what legislators are looking for as far as passing certain bills.
There are more than 23,000 EMS providers in Connecticut who often work alongside police and firefighters on emergency calls. They respond to accidents, home calls, and sometimes the scenes of large-scale attacks where they may see death or serious injuries. And Glaspie says that's not easy, no matter how prepared they are for the possibility.
When you have a duty in responding to these situations, you know, you can't help but to not have it affect you in some way, shape, or form.
According to a 2018 report by the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, EMS professionals are more likely than the general population to suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder and think about or attempt suicide. That's also true for police officers and firefighters. Up until the last days in session, legislators tried to find a way to include EMS in the bill. State Senator Dan Champagne, who is a retired police officer, appealed to his colleagues on the Senate floor in May.
We're leaving out a big portion of those first responders by not including the EMS. They deal with everything that we deal with, and sometimes they're first on the scene. And if we leave them out, we're doing an injustice to about a third of our first responders.
But in the end, EMS responders weren't included, and paramedic Derek Carancy thinks he knows at least one reason why.
EMS is all over the place. There's so many different ways EMS is set up throughout the state. I mean, even volunteer services are private organizations. Some get funding from the town, some don't. Then you have the larger commercial services that, you know, for-profit services. So yeah, that's part of the problem is that EMS is so vastly different in even just a small state that we got to find a way to get everyone, you know, the volunteers, the commercial, the, you know, even fire-based EMS and hospital-based, and get everyone on the same page.
That's in direct contrast to police and firefighters, each of which have strong union representation at the Capitol. Now, Carancy is working with Glaspie and others to form a statewide EMS association separate from existing regional councils and state boards. He hopes workers will be able to give more input when it comes to laws that impact the profession.
You know, it's one thing for, you know, 2, 3, 4 EMS providers to show up at the state building and public hearings and voice their concerns. It's quite another thing for an association to show up, you know, with thousands of members and say, yeah, this is fantastic, or no, this isn't going to work, and here's why.
Kuransky says the need for more uniformity and solidarity among EMS has been building, and the PTSD bill became a catalyst for change. Though it may take more time, he hopes these efforts get EMS workers the help and support they need for the long run.
I know the bill's been passed, I know it's been signed, but we haven't stopped trying to get us to where we need to be.
Advocates hope to have a statewide EMS association established before the start of the next legislative session. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.